Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock right now as well. Games, and more games. Playoff chase games, playoff games, bubbles, hubs, and everything else in between. Kevin Walsh is going to step up and in a couple of minutes. We're going to run the gauntlet NBA. We're going to run through game by game, rapid fire NBA. Very important game coming up in about 30 minutes time between the Memphis Grizzlies and a struggling New Orleans Pelican team. Now, listen, the Grizzlies haven't won either. So this game is real big. But don't look now. The team that we all said cared the least and nobody talked about at all, the San Antonio Spurs.
It's amazing.
The Spurs have already played themselves into a play-in. And at this rate, the Spurs are going to, like, cruise past everybody. And they're not even, like, you know what I mean? They're going to be the ones in the playoffs, and they won't even be playing in a play-in. It's crazy, Cam, is it? Nobody talked about the Spurs. DeMar's going off. The Spurs just keep winning basketball games. They're only two back. You only have to get within three. Like, they're a game and a half into a play-in series right now, the Spurs.
Yeah, that's why narratives suck. You watch these shows. Right. Oh, the Spurs. Oh, no one should be there. Yeah, they're the opposite. Like, things are happening too. Like, Gabe, what have we learned about sports over time? Crazy things happen in sports, man. It just doesn't go according to plan. And no, the Spurs have been obviously the biggest surprise so far. I don't know what we're going to do with these 6:05 games. I think it's me, you, and Kyle. I think I'm going to take Ja Morant over the points in this game. I think we can get to 20. I really want to take the dogs, and I'll tell you something. After all the overs so far, the Raptors game went under, and these two games are on pace to go under. So I think a 3-0 start to the under today in the NBA.
Yeah, I'd be careful about it. I don't like the over. 6:40 Eastern tip-off for the Memphis Grizzlies and the Pelicans. The total's 236. It's just too high. You need such a clean ride. The Pelicans are a tough team to get a read on right now. Lonzo Ball is struggling. Zion's not really playing much. He's playing about 15 minutes a game only. Memphis are a better fundamentally sound basketball team than the Pelicans are. I'm going to be looking at the points. Plus the points. And in fact, I'm all about the underdogs tonight in the International Basketball Association. We got games going on right now. And, you know, we're off to a good start today. I did not have a good day yesterday. We had a great Friday. We had a great Saturday. But I was on the wrong side of everything. I had the Toronto Maple Leafs.
So did
Vancouver Canucks. I got two teams.
Took the
they
Wild.
Didn't score one goal between the two teams. Yeah, great pass.
I know. The only teams who don't score, Leafs and Canucks. Great start, guys. Great start to the playoffs. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, Moretzi. I don't know what to tell you. It's just one of those things. I got to give Minnesota a lot of credit, though, the way they played. Like, some of these teams, it's exactly what you talk about. Like, the Spurs, you're like, oh, Minnesota's horrible. They're a horrible hockey team. It's like, no, they're actually, they look good. It's crazy. The NBA, it seems to be opposite day, but do like a few favorites in hockey. But I'm looking, I think all underdogs in the NBA in the remaining games have a chance.
So do I. I'm going to be here. I'm looking at the underdogs. We're going to get into the NBA games. We'll break them down game by game. Memphis Grizzlies, New Orleans Pelicans, San Antonio Spurs, Philadelphia 76ers, and the LA Lakers, and the Utah Jazz. That's the one that I might be a little bit cautious of. I don't like going against the Lakers. They're going to be in a bad mood. It's going to be a lot easier for them playing against the Utah Jazz than it was the Toronto Raptors over the weekend. It's the Raptors have brought their lunch pail to the bubble. While everybody else is playing track meet basketball, the Raptors are kicking it old school Eastern Conference style, and it's a problem for other teams. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates right now. I am Gabe Moretz. So you're listening to Game Time Decisions. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Kevin Walsh from the Grid is going to step up and join us in a couple of moments' time. We're going to get into the card here tonight. The Rangers and the Canes have already thrown it down, and it's been the Gravedigger special in the National Hockey League so far since the return. 10-2. Yeah, 10 yes. unders. Only been two overs. And, of course, by the way, Ken, yeah, only been two overs, and I was on the under in the Nashville-Arizona game, and I tried to go Connie Contrarian, and I took the Preds. And like you said, the narrative. I'm like,
I'm an idiot.
Everybody
I know.
Says the Preds suck. I'm taking them down 3-1.
Exactly.
I nearly come back and win, but I should.
I know. Here's the thing. What were the narratives, too? You're watching, like, I'm watching NBA games, hockey games. I flick around. Exactly what you said. Oh, these goaltenders are going to come out rusty. Yeah, really? Oh, they've been – I've never seen Alex Stalock, like, stand on his head like he was fantastic against the Canucks. And what about Columbus goes to the backup goalie, right? He's on fire. Korpisalo. It's like, oh, yeah, these goalies aren't ready to play, Morenci. So basically what we're saying, opposite, that's the way you think about it. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting evening, buddy. I kind of like favorites on the ice and dogs on the hardwood.
Well, we'll get into the series prices over at FanDuel, National Hockey League series prices, because now you've got an opportunity to step up. If you think that the Edmonton Oilers are going to bounce back, the Oilers are plus money in this series. That's the crazy thing about a five-game series.
I love these
big underdogs went to favorites after one game. Normally, it's two games. In a seven-game series, and put it this way, Kev, like, right now at FanDuel, the Edmonton Oilers are plus 144. Like, that's insane.
It's at a great price.
And, like, after one game of a seven-game series, no way. That would be after two games. All right, they're down 2-0. Now it's plus 140 or something. You're getting them after one game. If you believe the Edmonton Oilers are just going to sort of shake it off, I'm not so sure they are, to be honest. I'm leaning with the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll get your take on this game this evening. It's going to be hard for the Canadiens to steal the first two, but they could. You know, they could. I'm not really into the other games. I haven't bet any of the other games. Have you? I haven't bet the non-playoff games. We'll get to this on the other side of more. We're talking basketball and hockey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabe Morenz. We're kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, we're on the clock. We've got a bunch of games we're going to break down. NHL, NBA. We will get into the baseball as well. A couple of props I've identified. You know, I'm really thinking outside the box here, actually. Nobody's talking about Aaron Judge and hitting home runs at all. So, you know, I figured I'd be the only one. But honestly, I don't know. We're jumping in probably a little late on this. But it is plus 280. At FanDuel, that Aaron Judge hits a home run, plus 280. And I suspect that the man that joins us right now already has that in his portfolio with his Yankee pennant behind us. Kevin Walsh steps up. What's up, Kevin? How you doing? What do you think about that? Aaron Judge, are we late to the party? Plus 280 that he hits a home run tonight. I thought it'd be lower odds, to be honest.
I think so as well, but people are like, does he do it six games in a row? The only thing I remember is being on this show, being asked for an AL MVP, saying Aaron Judge, and being ripped to shreds. So it just goes to show that being a little bit of bias can go a long way. Boy, is he fantastic.
The last thing I remember, on the show. Yeah, I don't remember us ripping Aaron Judge. We called you.
Aaron Judge was amazing.
I do remember you pimping the Lakers up on Friday against the Raptors. I remember that.
Not true. Now that's a full-on lie.
That's the best.
Bad after. Right after the game, I sent Kevin a gif. I didn't even say anything. It was just that chick, like, spitting her coffee out. The next day, I was like, God, I was kind of unprovoked. I didn't have to do that.
Kevin's our friend. We don't want to antagonize him there.
I thought the gif was subtle, but it was worth mentioning, so it worked for me.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I love you, but you're too late to go for the party. Don't do it. Like, it's just the guy's done it five games in a row. Yes. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, that's the problem. Like, yeah, if you did it from the start and, like, whatever, you'd be counting your money right now. It's just
he hits home runs like you drink Pepsis. He's hitting another one.
I'm just saying, whatever. Do what you got to do, buddy. I hope he hits a home run for you. No, it's not that simple. I know he's been on fire. It's just not that easy. It's hard to hit a home run.
It's just like Seinfeld. I promised the kid you're going to hit two. Or Paul, what would you tell him? Two for? It's hard to hit
two?
One.
Exactly.
Two. Nobody hits two home runs. Sure, just go up and hit another home run. Listen, like I said, the guy hits home runs casually. Small, you know what, though? I've already played it. There's not like if. Yeah. It's already done. It's in.
It's in.
That's awesome.
There's no turning back. It's in. Not only that, I wish I was getting more odds that he does it in his first at-bat.
Yeah.
I bet you, I'm telling you, like right away, bam, there it is. It's out of the way. Look, the Major League Baseball record is 8 games, right? So, you know he's got his eye on that. At least he should. Have his eye on that, but you're right. And remember, the over-under for most home runs hit this year was 20 and a half at FanDuel. So
quite the start. The over there.
Quite the start for Judge. That 20 and a half is the equivalent of 51 and a half. 51. So great start right there. All right, 2-2 Capitals and Lightning right now. Dallas Stars and Vegas coming up. In about 20 minutes, we'll get Cam's take on that. But like I said, we're focusing more on the playoff hockey games. And then let's get into these NBA games. So I got to be honest. Like, I was expecting more from the Pelicans, Kevin. It's amazing. Me and Cam were talking about how narratives don't really mean anything. And usually the media narrative, it's generally the opposite that actually transpires. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because the Pelicans look good in the scrimmage games, in the exhibition games. Yeah, they look good. Like, they look really good. And then as soon as they started playing for real, now listen, they weren't terrible in the first game. They were Brandon Ingram shot away from winning that basketball game, but they did blow a 16-point lead. They were exposed defensively. Then they just got murdered by the Clippers. They're lucky that the Grizz haven't won, but me and Cam were talking earlier that the Grizz aren't the problem. Suddenly the Spurs are the hot team. Yeah. And the Spurs are, like, playing themselves into the playoffs right now. 22 straight years, the Spurs have made the playoffs. But looking at this game, guys, I can't justifiably look anybody. I can't look into the camera right now and tell anybody, you know what? You can lay 5 points with this Pelicans team right now. I'm taking the underdog. I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies. Well, what's your take on the game, Kevin?
Yeah, so the issue for the Pelicans is blowing that first game. The second game, they were always going to be dogs. And if the Clippers lost that first game to the Lakers, which they did, it was always going to be an uphill battle. But they blew that game, and then everything started to look worse. Now, look, they had a little two-game run-in with Memphis around the back end of January, where they won the first meeting by 10 in Memphis, and then they hosted them, and they beat that team by 28. I mean, they blew the doors off of them. And, look, it's a tough one because I don't want to lay five with a team that looks this bad, but we've seen this a lot in the NBA, man. When it is time to zig, you better get ready to zag. Memphis has had two pretty tough losses. Memphis has looked better. They, for some reason, they're not hungry enough to start these games. They keep letting themselves get down and be a little vulnerable. I know sometimes I get cute with these plays, but I think even the Pelicans in the first half might be a decent way to attack this game, lay a little bit of a smaller number, and hope that they maybe have a little bit more fire in their belly entering this game. But even the total's scary. 236, I should be slamming it over. These teams were playing 240s comfortably during the regular season, but the offenses haven't even been where you've expected them.
Cam?
Yeah, the totals, so far I told you it's NBA under day. We've seen overs. Unlike hockey, it's the NBA's over. It's the opposite league to league. But I think I got to take the points with the Memphis Grizzlies. The difference with Memphis losses is they've been competitive. They could have beat Portland at the end. Portland came back. They forced overtime. That was a tough break for them, and they just didn't have any gas in overtime. They've been very good. I think I'm going to take the points with Memphis. I still believe in this team, Morency. I will take the five. I think it's a tight game. If I think the underdog can win the game, which I do, I will take the points. Not a huge play, but give me the Grizz.
One thing that's interesting has been the amount the amount of time that Zion's been on the bench. Actually, he's only played about 15 minutes a game so far in the two games, which is interesting. So we stay away from the Zion prop. There's a prop that I played. I played it in the regular season all the time too, and we were kidding about Aaron Judge flying under the radar, and I was being sarcastic. Obviously, because I know there's somebody out there. What's he talking about? Everyone's talking about Aaron Judge. But Dylan Brooks, you're not really a household name, Dylan Brooks, by any stretch of the imagination, but his three-point prop is always 1.5. And I used to nail this in a regular season all the time with him as well. He takes quite a few threes. It's only 1.5. Now, he easily hit, he's been hitting this. I'm going back to it once again. -154 right now, listed at FanDuel. Dylan Brooks made threes. That's a prop that I'm going to take again, but I'm not getting cute with the props in this game, and I'm staying away from the total as well. If I had to bet it, I think it's going to go under. Memphis don't want to get into a track meet. I think it goes under. I think Memphis will impose their will more than the Pelicans will. And I'm going to take the +5, and I'm going to take Dylan Brooks over 1.5 3-point shots made. So we were just talking about the Spurs before. Spurs playing some good basketball right now. DeJounte Murray is playing great. DeMar DeRozan is like ultra. He's just, and the guy gets out of bed and puts 23, 25, 28 up on the board. It's just what he does. They're getting points here tonight against the Philadelphia 76er team, Kevin. I think we could say same old, same old. Like, team chemistry is a problem with this team. Every player that ever leaves the Sixers always says the same thing. There's a lot of talent in that room, but they've got a lot of issues in that room. And now even guys, like, in the room say that. Remember Tobias Harris, like, a couple of weeks ago? He said, we're good, but he goes, I don't know. He goes, we have weird chemistry. He goes, it's not good chemistry on our team. And he spoke openly about it. You're one day into the bubble and Shake Milton and Embiid nearly getting into a fist fight, bro. Like, this, it's the same old, same old. You can't trust this team laying points, and it's going up. I'm all over the Spurs in this game, guys.
I'm nervous because the thing is, the Sixers will let you down time and time again, but Spurs on a back-to-back, and Embiid should be able to dominate this game. I understand that, but it's still back-to-back days. When was the last time the Spurs played a back-to-back? Go look up how many days it's been since the Spurs had to play a back-to-back basketball game.
All right, let me ask you something. When's the last time the Philadelphia 76ers won a game not in Philadelphia?
Yeah, probably a long time. No doubt about it.
No, it's crazy. We were talking with a big man on campus last night. He was from Philly, and a Sixer fan. Like, we know they can't win on the road. I didn't know what it was going to mean on a neutral setting, but I think this team just can't win anywhere else besides Philadelphia.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Rensch. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Sports Grid's Kevin Walsh joining us right now. We're talking NBA basketball. Got a couple of minutes. Memphis and New Orleans. Kevin, so you're laying, you're cautiously... Or you're nervously, I should say. You're nervously laying the five with the Pelicans here?
Yes, but you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to roll with the Pelicans' first half team total of 60.5. If they're going to play well, they're going to score. Maybe Memphis does as well. I know 60.5, again, is a lot, but for this team, they can easily do that. I just want to say I had a research department, i.e. myself, look up the Sixers' last road win versus the Spurs' last back-to-back. Back-to-back for the Spurs, March 2nd, March 3rd. The Sixers' last road win, March 5th at Sacramento.
Ooh. I win.
Wow. They actually beat, it's like the Kings. Days. That doesn't count.
Tight race. Right. That's really
I don't think
tight.
Embiid or Ben Simmons probably played in that game either. So, but yes, very, very close. Very lucky that they played Sacramento.
People in our chat are all loving Joel Embiid props tonight. Are you buying into that Joel Embiid goes off tonight?
Don't you always get nervous when the props are too easy? But, yeah, I mean, there's no reason for him. I mean, he had 40 and 20 in that first game. There's nothing the Spurs can throw at him to stop him from doing that again. There's absolutely nothing that they have.
I took it. I took the classic total points and rebounds assists with mm-hmm. Embiid. The other night. I don't mind it. We talk about it on the show a lot, though. The star player props are, those are the sharpest numbers.
Sharp.
Right? You mm-hmm. want, you know, you want to fly under the radar and find that 10.5 guy, the 11.5, 12.5 point guy. But some of these stars, you know, step up, man, and they're consistent. Speaking of which, DeMar DeRozan is pretty consistent. I'd like to check in on the point prop there. So what are you doing with this game, Kevin? What's the final word and we'll get Cam's pick? What's your final decision here, the Sixers and the Spurs?
I am going very conservative, very much opening myself up for a disastrous night. Sixers-Yankees money line parlay.
All right, Captain Chalk in the house.
Oh, look at this guy.
How come you're not throwing Lakers on top of that?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll speak to him on in-game live at 8 o'clock, Gabe. After you, I got this guy. Yeah, don't worry, there'll be a lot of Laker love on Kevin's cart. I'm quite aware. Anyway, I got to save some bullets for the PGA Championship this week. We got golf's first major, but Gabe, I got to take Memphis. It's one of those teams. They're snake bitten. I get it. Oklahoma City can blow these guys out. They have the potential to. Is Zion going to play a few more minutes? He could. I know he's pissed off that he's not getting key minutes, but Memphis has some good players on their team too. You know, I think this is a grind them out game. I got to take the generous points with the Grizzlies.
DeMar DeRozan. Wow. DeMar DeRozan's prop is 21.5.
Seems a little light. 21.
I'm surprised about that. In a regular season, it got up to like 23.5, 24.5. I know Kyle Hamburg in Atlanta, who's tuning in right now in our chat. He used to ride this DeMar on a nightly basis, the prop over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump back in on this with DeMar DeRozan tonight. I'm taking the San Antonio Spurs. I'm also taking the Memphis Grizzlies. We're on the points for the Grizzlies. And as we stated, Dylan Brooks is our player prop special. Dylan Brooks over 1.5 3-point shots made. FanDuel minus 154. Grizzlies plus 5 as well. The Laker game, this one's a trickier one here tonight. The total's 217. The Lakers were stymied. The Raptors defense just suffocated the Lakers. They scored 92 points, 103 possessions. Utah's a good defensive team as well, but I think this is going to be a higher scoring game this evening. The total is fair, 217. I'm looking at the over in this game. I'm having a hard time with the side on this, though, this one, Kevin. I kind of want to take the Jazz, but it wouldn't shock me if the Lakers bounce back here. I'm looking at the over 217. That's what stands out to me right now. What are you looking at in this game?
There's a very, very real chance that the Lakers completely roll this team. They've been a poor matchup for the Jazz in the two meetings that they had with them. The Lakers seemed like they did want that game against Toronto, so the fact that they weren't able to get it is probably going to add some extra fire to them. And if we think about, for the Pelicans not collapsing against the Jazz would be as bad as I think a lot of us thought they might be coming into this restart without Bogdanovich and just not being sharp, because they looked awful against the Thunder. The Jazz team total 53.5 in the first half. They've not scored that many points in the first half of either of these games, nor did they get to that number in the first two meetings with the Lakers during the regular season, nor have the Lakers allowed more than that in the first two games of this restart. And if you want to go with a player prop, this is very much so narrative driven. Yes, it's a superstar. It will be a sharp number on LeBron, but he has had two very bad scoring performances to start this restart. Usually he picks his spots when he wants to wake up. 24.5 is not a bad number. I could see LeBron having 30 tonight.
Cam, what are you doing with this late game, if anything? You can pass on it if you want.
Oh, I will. I want to take the Jazz big time, but say this game just reeks. The Jazz could cover. The Lakers could blow them out. I don't know, man. I got a lot of money on these hockey games tonight with the Penguins and Oilers, too. So, you know, there's only so much. Hey, we're doing okay. We hit Justin Thomas this week, but we got to diversify. The Leafs really pissed me off on Sunday, too, Marantz. You know me. Yeah, I'm going to bet on the hometown team. Yeah, whatever, bunch of jerks. They sucked.
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell, Kevin, but Cam's a little surly today. So, all right, let's get into the baseball. You mentioned the Yankees. Yes. And, you know, listen, the Yankees, you can sort of like, oh, you're putting the Yankees in a parlay. Minus 300 against the Philadelphia Phillies, a pretty big number. Except Garrett Cole just doesn't lose baseball games. What, it's 24 right. straight starts? This guy hasn't been on a losing end of a baseball game. So, that's the thing. But I tell you, that number is pretty high, Kevin. I understand why you're putting it in a parlay instead of playing it. It's just, you know, I'd like to take the Philadelphia Phillies here. They'll probably hang around in the game but don't win. I'm really tempted. Man, like the Yankees, that's a massive
it's a good
number.
Spot for the Phillies. Good spot.
Is it, though? Here's my thing, Cam. These guys have not seen real live pitching now in well over a week, and their welcome back is Garrett Cole. No, thank you. Now, minus 300 is ridiculous. So that's why I have to put in a parlay. Like, if I lay 1.5, I'm still laying minus 146. I can't do that. But the only angle to me to back the Phillies is probably paired with an under. I do not see how the Phillies take advantage of Garrett Cole being on the mound.
Yeah, it's a very good point that you raise. They're in a weird spot. They've only played three games all season.
They've got three games, and now they can see Gerrit Cole after that layoff?
Yeah, it's same thing with like the St. Louis Cardinals. Like people, you make up the games after, but you're putting yourself in a tough spot. You're falling behind. The Cubs are winning all the time. You're not playing, and then you know you come back and you better win when you come back. It's a weird season this year, obviously. Jacob DeGrom and Soroka on the hill, guys. This is the opening day matchup. Actually, Soroka still hasn't got a win. He's a lot like Jacob DeGrom. They're not supporting him, but he's been pitching great. This is the strikeout prop game that I was looking at here. Both the numbers, you know, Soroka was 3.5. It's up to 4.5, but on the plus money side right now, +124, over 4.5 strikeouts. Jacob DeGrom is 7.5 right now, -122. Any opinion, Walsh, on this Mets-Braves game?
Let me just also point out, by the way, very odd that FanDuel does not have a Gerrit Cole strikeout prop listed. Typically, for a pitcher like that, they would have it. I think it also shows that they're unsure what to do there. When it comes to the DeGrom strikeout prop, though, I like where you're going. Because I tried him in his second start, and it didn't come home. But he had 8 strikeouts and only 5 innings of work in that first game against the Braves. So I think over 7.5 is very doable.
I like the Soroka, too. I think Soroka was doable. I liked it better at 3.5 because it was a low number. But I still think you can get to 5. You're getting that at plus money. Cam, any interest in the Mets-Braves game? Or we move into, we got the Indians and the Reds. The Reds are -182. Tribe +140 right now. Total is 8. Cam, what's your take?
Yeah, first off, I think the total in the Mets-Braves game could be a little high. Why is it at 8? I don't know. In some baseball games recently, that's a bad number. It's Cleveland or nothing. Pass.
Talking about strikeout props, and I noticed that as well. I don't know if because it wasn't a rotation game or what the deal was. And I could have swore, man, there's so much going on now. It's overwhelming. But I could have swore it was up earlier in the day, Kevin. It was like 8.5. I thought, you know, I could be dreaming. But speaking of the strikeout props, Sonny Gray on the hill here tonight. And you know, it's funny because Sonny Gray didn't pitch well with the Yankees. He was okay. And people, remember he said, he goes, man, they mess with my pitches. I was never comfortable. He goes, every game, every day, they're always talking to me about do this and do that. And he goes, I just wasn't comfortable. He goes, it wasn't the city. It wasn't like the pressure. He goes, it was basically the pitching coach and the organization. He goes, they messed with me all the time. And remember he came out, Kevin, and he goes, just leave me alone and let me throw the ball, man. And then, of course, Yankee fan jumped on, I can't handle the pressure. And remember, everybody said, oh, he's going to go to San Diego. He goes to Cincinnati. He's going to get lit up in that sandbox.
Nope.
He's been pitching great there. And I was reading, they said, well, you know, well, you're really in a zone. He goes, yeah, I'm very comfortable out there. He goes, they let me do my thing. Mm-hmm. And it's working for him. And he's got 20 strikeouts and 2 starts so far. His prop is 6.5 tonight. I'm looking at the over there.
Look, Sonny Gray's a very good pitcher. There's a lot of Yankee fans that still hold ill will over it. Get over it. I listened to him on that CC Sabathia podcast where he said there's just even some advanced things that they were doing over there that really helped him become a better pitcher. I noticed the total there is 8, right? That's what with 2 aces on the mound. I'm kind of going to take an approach with the Dodgers and the Padres where it's Bueller, Paddock, and it's a low number with 2 still very, very good offenses in that game. And I'll try and go over even though there are 2 aces on the mound in Dodgers, Padres.
Kevin Walsh with us. Sorry, Kevin, before we get you out of here, we're getting out of here. Hang in here. We'll get you out on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Brentz. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Kevin Walsh, kicking it with us as well. We're going to get Kevin out of here. We're just going to blast through a couple of baseball games and lock in Kevin's best bet of the night. So as I talked about, guys, I am taking Sonny Gray. It's already played Sonny Gray over 6.5 strikeouts tonight, except it's raining there right now. And, you know, whatever. Baseball is just cursed this year. So, Kevin, before we get you out of here, baseball, what are you looking at tonight? I'm focusing more on the hockey. I'm focusing more on the basketball. But I do have quite a few of these early props. I got Soroka over strikeouts. I got Sonny Gray over strikeouts. I got your main man, the judge, jury, and executioner. They hit a home run tonight at plus 280. So
I hope
what's
that
the
comes
best
in.
Me too. We're going to get this. We're going to get
the other
this.
Day.
So, against it, but we're doing it anyways.
You guys will appreciate this story, though. Quick, I'll tell you. I was in the backyard on the phone with somebody, and I hear while I'm all the way outside, doors closed, AC's on. Oh! And I tell the person I'm on the phone with, I go, I think Judge just homered again. And lo and behold, he homered again. I can hear my dad screaming. He's absolutely loving it. I'm glad you're on it. As far as baseball goes for me, Yankees are a part of the parlay. A small dog with the White Sox at plus 102. I don't know about the Brewers. Anderson getting the start today. No Lorenzo Cain, obviously. Christian Yelich is a trash can these days. And the Dodgers-Padres game over 8 at minus 104.
Yeah, big, interesting game tonight between the Dodgers and San Diego. Colorado's a team is flying under the radar, guys, too. You know, minus 128 tonight at home, Cam, against San Francisco. What do you make, Cam, of the baseball board, especially with some of these earlier games coming up?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm with Kevin. I think the Chicago White Sox with Rodon at plus 102, I think that's the play. I'm not laying any type of juice with Milwaukee. I kind of agree with them with the over in the Dodgers game, but I also like I think Colorado's had a great start, but you're giving me Cueto as a dog. I'll take a shot with the Giants with the better pitcher on the hill getting a plus price too. Plus price is all over the board.
109-109, we're going to overtime. And it's amazing. Chris Paul, of all people, missed a free throw. Oklahoma City could have won the game at the, well, whatever. There was like 2.9 seconds left or whatever, 3 seconds. He's at the free throw line. They're down one. Chris Paul, the guy's one of the best free throw shooters in the history of the NBA. And remember in that game of horse, he was hitting shots on 1 foot and stuff. Like, you know, basically, you know. So,
he's shooting 90% this year from free throw.
Yeah, maybe the boys got the over. Yeah. Helping out
a
friend.
Saved over betters. Yeah, the total was 219, 219 and a half in this game. And if he hits it, they don't get there. So it ends up getting there because he only hits he hits one, it goes to overtime, depending on your number at 219 and a half. But it's amazing how that works out. High drama here. Oklahoma City, a very dangerous team, except they were laying five. And Oklahoma City have gone from sort of being that trendy underdog team to, you know, when they smoked Utah, it was like, all right, the odds makers, Kevin, they're not getting beat with these guys anymore. Like earlier in the year, it was free money with these guys as underdogs. Then they got made to be favorites, and they still cover now as favorites. That's the thing. It was tough laying five here in this spot, but you can catch Kevin. He's going to be back with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, tonight. In-game live, 8 o'clock Easter, following in-game live with me and Cam. So it's a marathon with Cam.
Yes.
Cam's always on the doubles. I got some Buffalo chicken pizza, though, waiting for me in the meantime.
Ooh, wish you could send me a slice.
Cam likes Buffalo chicken pizza. He likes doubles, too. He's on the doubles. Yeah, he likes double whiskeys, double gins, double rums.
Triples. Yeah, I like to hit for the cycle.
Triples. The cycle. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one, Kevin. Talk to you today.
Yeah, see you then.
111-109 for the Denver Nuggets right now. All right, so let's get into the hockey. We talked NBA basketball. We talked Major League Baseball. We'll get into the hockey games right now and some of these series prices. And as I stated earlier, it's amazing the massive swings in these series prices after just one game because it's a five-game format. And let's take a look at the Chicago Blackhawks. The Blackhawks were big underdogs against the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers, people were talking about they were going to roll them 8-2, 7-2. Yep. They're going to kill them. It's the new era's here. And now the Blackhawks are minus 178 to win the series. The Edmonton Oilers are plus 144. I was very surprised to see that number that high, actually. And I'm tempted. I'm tempted to take the Edmonton Oilers. I just don't trust them. I'm not even sure they win tonight, Cam. I don't trust them. Like, Cam, if they get down early tonight, boy, they're in trouble. Like, their confidence is going to be shot. They're going to crumble. And let's just be real. Canadian teams choke in the playoffs. It is what it is. Like, there's the Leafs get shut out. The Canucks get, like, there's something to this. They haven't won since 1993. It's like throwing money off a balcony betting on these teams from Canada. And, you know, I know they're talented, but how talented are they really? They've got McDavid, and McDavid turned a puck over behind the net, caused a goal. Dreisaitl's good, but they're terrible defensively. The Blackhawks have all that experience. Who do you think wins this series now? Do you trust the Oilers to come back and win this series?
I would take, at the price, you take the Oilers. I just can't believe the Penguins, you don't have to lay juice. Like, Carey Price played great in that game. Let's give Montreal a lot of credit. They were the best Canadian team. If you want to, you know, to break it down, they beat Pittsburgh as a big dog. They got it done. But the Penguins are going to win that series. You don't have to lay juice. I think they win tonight, and I think they're the better team. They wake up and win the series. As for the Oilers, I'm with you. I'm not totally sold, but I will say this. Mike Smith let in a real bad goal. He tried to play the puck. They bounced it in off him. Koskinen's going tonight for Edmonton. As I think he's a better goalie. Like, I thought Stalock was a better goalie than Doobie, and he played great for Minnesota. I think they rally. I think the Oilers win tonight. And then, Gabe, you're not going to get that price anymore. So if you like the Oilers, why let, you know, I guess you got to do both. You take the plus 148 in the series, you take them tonight. I think them and the Penguins win tonight. I don't like to be, you know, Cammy Chalk, but I like both of those clubs.
I can understand it. I get it. I get it. Listen, I was on the Pittsburgh Montreal game on Saturday, and I was on the Montreal Canadiens. I did have the Oilers in game one. I'm a little bit concerned going back to take the Canadiens once again this evening. The Oilers is one of these deals where if you like the, like you said, it's a good point. Look, if the Oilers win this game tonight, they're probably going to win the series, right? They'll get their confidence back, but the Blackhawks look good. And yeah, Mike Smith, to be real, everyone was jumping and attacking him, actually. When you look at each goal individually, the not only bad fault. Goal was the goal that basically someone banked off of his ass, which that can't happen.
Yep.
If you're a pro goal, you can't let someone bank it off your backside like that. You know what I mean? Like that, especially in the first period. Like, that just can't happen. But he was a little rattled. But there was deflections. One of them was deflected right in front of him.
True.
Like, it took a weird bounce. Wasn't his fault. The other one, McDavid turned a puck over right behind the net. And Buddy just slinged it in front, like right, like that was 1,000,000% on McDavid. There was another one that it wasn't his fault. Like I said, out of the four, there was only one, but I'm with you. Listen, Mike Smith's been done to me for years. I didn't trust him. And I don't really trust this new dude coming. I don't trust Koskinen all that much coming in here. And the thing is, the Blackhawks look good. It wasn't just that the Oilers were bad, Cam. We got to give credit to the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks were good.
I agree. Yeah, the Blackhawks have Taves. They have very underrated players, too. Like, people don't know about Alex DeBrincat. Like, he's one of the best players in the league. Nobody even talks about these. Cool. Like they got a lot of young, good players. The defense, you know, they're not beat down yet. They're veteran guys who got time off. So, you know, the restart makes a lot of sense. Like, look at teams that are older, Gabe. Like, some, like, guys on the back end and veterans, like Minnesota. They look good. They've had rest. They've had time off. You know, Columbus has a couple guys. Like, they just ran Toronto into the ground. It's just one of those things. And I do agree. I still think, though, let's remember, the Oilers were making a late comeback in that game. And if there was five or six more minutes in the game, I think they actually would have come back. They can flick a switch with Dreisaitl and McDavid. But you're right. McDavid has to be more responsible in his end. And the Oilers as a team have to play team defense. Stop floating around all the time and trying to score goals and hang out your goaltender to dry. It's a team effort on defense. The defense was bad, but it was everybody. Collectively, the forwards didn't pick up their assignments on the back check. So I like the Oilers to play a better game of detail and attention tonight and tie up the series.
I'm going to take the Edmonton Oilers tonight. This is it. This is it.
Oh, yeah. If they lose tonight, party's over. It's over.
As far as the Montreal game, Montreal and Pittsburgh, I'm going to go back to the well once again. Plus 155 out of principle.
You like Montreal?
I think the game's a toss-up. I think it's going to be another one-goal game. It could go to overtime. It could be, you know what I mean, 2-2 late again, whatever. It's a toss-up. I don't view Pittsburgh as this juggernaut, and in a pick'em game, I'm getting plus 155. I know it's tough, but I'm sort of taking out the psychological factor that they're up 1-0. I'm just looking at this neutrally and saying, you know what? It's a toss-up of a game, and it's plus 155. Carey Price is more than capable of winning this game for them once again. I like the grit that the Canadiens showed. The one thing, though, that you could, like the Blackhawks, like, kicked the Oilers' ass. The Canadiens sort of just hung on for dear life. It was sort of like the soccer team that we watch, right?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, we know we're not as good, but let's just try our best here.
Yeah, let's get there. Let's just get there.
And, yeah, I was like, all right. You blew the 2-0 lead, but hey, it's 2-2. We would have taken that, right? Like, they're very – it was almost like one shift at a time-ish for the Montreal Canadiens. But I like – listen, Julien's a good playoff coach, bro. The guy's been deep in the playoffs before, right? Like, so he's got experience. I think, you know, plus 155, it's worth a shot in the dark. Again, I find it – so the total's 5.5. Man, that's tough. Like, it wouldn't shock me if there was an empty net or it was 4-2.
I think this game could go over. It could go over. Carey Price is an amazing – that's the thing. The Canadiens are a dog, and they have a goaltending edge. They have a gritty player. Guys like Gallagher, they're good. No, Montreal's a lot grittier than people think they are. Like, they come to play. They have some guys that really, really love the game and play hard. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, they need guys other than Crosby and Malkin to step up. But they do – I worry about Matt Murray a little bit. Like, Montreal has a significant, in my opinion, goaltending advantage, not just a little one, but Pittsburgh has the pedigree. They have guys that have been there before. I just think they're going to get it done, Gabe. And if they win this game, I think they'll win the series. I don't like to lay the juice with the Oilers and Penguins. I'm going to parlay them as well, but I think both teams rebound and make series tonight. I think both the series are tied at 1 at the end of the evening.
You could parlay both of them, the series prices too. You'd actually get a little nice.
That's what I'm going to do.
If you think
I'm going to do it all.
And the Oilers come back. I find it interesting. So everybody loved the over of the first game in game one of Edmonton and Chicago. Yeah. And it lived up to the hype. There were a million goals. I didn't bet the total of the game. I was like, you know, I thought the Oilers were going to win like 4-1 or something like that. It was 4-1 Chicago after the first period. So it was, you know, it went way over the number, except they put a 5.5 up on the board. It surprises me. I was expecting a 6.5 here.
That's
5.5 on the board tonight for Chicago and Edmonton. Strange. Very strange.
What is that? Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. Like, don't go to the window to rush to bet the over. Like, books don't like to get hammered like that. What does that tell you? They think Edmonton's going to come out and try to play a real defensive game and not be as free-willing as they were when they gave up those weak goals, right? And Chicago doesn't want to get in a track meet with guys like McDavid and Drysdale. It'd be better for them just to capitalize on the Oilers' mistakes. The books aren't stupid. They're smart people putting these numbers up. I'm very surprised, though. I thought they would have left it at 6 flat and just, you know. But at 5.5, you'll have people pounding the over, Gabe. I could tell you that.
FanDuel has the Minnesota Wild minus 300. Vancouver Canucks right now plus 230 to come back and win the series. Ooh, that's pretty attractive odds. Plus 230.
It is attractive. That's a
lot. The Toronto Maple Leafs plus 122. The Columbus Blue Jackets minus 148. And I'm not saying that Freddie Anderson cost them the game because he made a lot of good saves. But for the love of God, you can't let that goal in on a scoreless game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we got a final score with the Denver Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder, 121-113. Denver, 121-113. Denver victorious. Amazing. Chris Paul could have won the game for Oklahoma City, missed it, saved over betters. And then Denver end up winning the game when it's all said and done. All right, the Cavs. So what are you pulling the trigger on here this evening? What do you got?
Yeah, we're on Memphis in the NBA. That's already been bet. And then next thing we're going to roll with, I like the Pittsburgh Penguins to get it done, Gabe. I don't like the juice, but I'm going to have to take them in regulation. And I'm also going to have to parlay them. I like Edmonton minus the 135 against the Blackhawks. I think they bounce back in the series and we're both tied. So Edmonton, Pittsburgh, Memphis Grizzlies in baseball. I like the Chicago White Sox plus 102 and looking at the Giants plus 115 against the red hot Colorado Rockies.
All right, so me and Cam are going to be back in a couple of minutes with in-game live. Have you cover until 8 o'clock, and then Kevin Walsh will step up and in with Cam. I'll be back at midnight
tonight, Sports Rage Late Night. First game up here, Philadelphia and the Yankees. I'm going to take the Aaron Judge. I'm jumping on the Aaron Judge hype here. Aaron Judge hits a home run, plus 280 for a guy that's hit home runs. He's got six home runs in the last five games, five straight games. I'm jumping in here on this, plus 280, fair enough. Soroka was 3.5 earlier in the day. Went up to 4.5. It's plus money at 4.5, but I don't have a problem with the 4.5 at plus 124 right now. Soroka over strikeouts. Sonny Gray over 6.5 strikeouts against the Cleveland Indians. Although weather is a factor there, I'm going to I'm taking a look here, man. The Cubs. Why are the Cubs minus 150, Cam?
I don't know. That's too much juice. It's a lot of juice. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, a little bit too much. Too much pulp.
I don't think it is. I think it's pulp free.
You think it's too low pulp? I think okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's, yeah. I'm not going to ignore him to jump in on the Cubs. That's like the Rockies. All right, we'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you ever wish you could get more from your podcast? Well, you can with BuzzFeed Daily, hosted by me, Casey Rackham.
And me, Zach Stafford. On our show, we've got more good news and more pop culture.
More memes and more celebrity tea.
More of everything that's blowing up your timeline and trending on the internet.
Every weekday evening, we're giving you more of what you need to enjoy your day. Because what's life if it isn't to be enjoyed?
What's more enjoyable than everything fun and exciting from across the world of BuzzFeed?
Yes, if you've ever loved a video from Tasty, Cocoa Butter, Paro Like, Nifty, Goodful, or BuzzFeed Celeb, we'll have something for you on BuzzFeed Daily.
And don't forget about great interviews that break down all the wait, what, from the internet and beyond.
Whether it's the world's preeminent astrologist, the star of your favorite streaming show, or maybe even the person behind that TikTok, you know the one. If they're making you smile, we're talking to them.
Listen to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.